Now, I had a story before the program even started about a cat in England that had been lost for 6 years, but because of a chip embedded in the little thing, they were able to get back to its rightful owner. 6 years later, but they still got it back to her.
Yeah.
I guess on the face of it, that sounds okay, doesn't it?
Definitely. I'm a cat lover anyway, so anything that gets people's cats back to them is all right by me. But of course, on the other hand, cats tend not to have a lot of personal information that can be abused by ID related problems, at least most cats that I know. So the parallel kind of breaks down after a while there.
This is moving at a very fast clip, though, and I'm not sure it can slow down.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you have to worry about not only about the chips being implanted, but the chips being sort of everywhere else where you least expect it. There's an interesting controversy now about U.S. passports. Have you heard about this one?
Another one? No. Go ahead. Well, tell me.
Yeah, they will be implanting, they're probably starting right about now or very soon, they'll be implanting RFID chips. You guys talk about RFID all the time.
Sure.
On the show, of course. In all U.S. issued passports. The reason is that way when you go through a port of entry, it can just be scanned without having to, not have to be physically touched per se, but it can be read electronically rather than somebody just looking at it and trying to decide whether or not it's legitimate just on the face of visual inspection. The thing is that the RFID system, of course, can be read by other things too, rather than just the official reader at the customs point. And there was a big controversy about how that was going to be controlled, because the kinds of information that could be read out of the RFID chip on a passport could potentially be extremely valuable to people that are involved in identity fraud and such.
Ah, okay.
So, at the moment, the word is that the chip would only hold the same information that's on the face of the passport.
Same thing, right.
But the chip is being specifically engineered in such a way that it could hold a lot more. And you wouldn't necessarily know when it was being added. So what they finally decided to do was they were going to put what basically amounts to aluminum foil, more or less, in the front and back covers, and to try to prevent it from being readable when it's closed. But it's even worse than that, because the particular kind of RFID chip they used has very weak very weak encryption. So while it could have been made a lot stronger, the for cost reasons or whatever,
yeah,
the decision was made that security had to take precedence over privacy in this case.
And they're going ahead with this.
Oh, yeah. It's a done deal.
Oh, my. I mean, is it fail-proof in that? Would it... if someone was going to make a fraudulent passport, do you think they'd get around this problem?
Would they
be able to put in a phony chip or something like that?
I think with enough effort, the answer would be yes, because since the encryption system is relatively weak compared with what's available, by definition, those weaker encryption systems are easier to crack. Now, whether it's worth the effort for someone doing identity fraud to do that is one thing, but on the other hand, if you were a potential terrorist with a large organization behind you and you wanted to do a fraudulent passport, or clone someone else's passport, for example, that might be something that would be something that they'd want to think about doing. And in that case, you have to worry about the weaknesses actually undermining security.
See, I think the day is going to pop up where people will have chips in their arms or wherever they put them on their body. And there goes the currency. There goes the need for a plastic card to stick into your ATM machine. All you do is wave your arm. And can you imagine the horror of people when they get robbed? It's not going to be for their wallets anymore. It's going to be for their arms. I'm serious.
Oh yeah. Well, in fact, there's already been scenarios of people, you know, with fingerprint based systems, where there's this issue of the fingerprint being taken with the finger having been removed from the hand as a potential issue.
Oh my God.
This actually relates to broader problems of biometrics. Right, I don't know if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, I would. That fascinates me.
But biometrics is that whole area of trying to use things that are intrinsic to a person's body for identification purposes. The fingerprints is the one we most think of. Retinal prints is another. Iris scans is yet another. There's even work being done on things. You know, face recognition is actually a form of biometrics. There's even work done on gait recognition, trying to recognize someone from the exact way that they walk and things like that. But most of these systems, particularly the ones involving, I think the fingerprint one is one of my favorites, because with all the work that's been put into fingerprint scanning systems, there's this professor somewhere, I don't remember where he is right now, but he's been able to basically subvert most of these systems in tests by using, he started with gummy bears.
Oh my God!
And yeah. then he worked out some more sophisticated systems using materials that cost maybe $5 instead of $1. But it turns out almost all these systems were easily defeated, even if they were looking for body warmth and things like that. That was all easy to do. Now iris scans and things are tougher. But one of the things is, I mean, what do you do when your biometric information is compromised? In other words, if someone does get a copy of your iris scan and starts to use it in a bad way, what do you do moving forward from there? It's not like changing your password. It's kind of hard to get a new iris to change it. So one of the interesting things about biometrics is that they're not changeable. You're stuck with them, and if the underlying database that's related to them becomes contaminated, in essence, you've still got to use that same biometric, and that could kind of leave you out in the cold.
Well, you know, it's hard enough to fix your credit report and things like that when somebody steals your identity and starts playing around. This could make it even worse.
Yeah, but it's the kind of thing where, again, people are sold on the convenience. You were saying, one day people will probably have chips implanted, everybody. And I think that's a potentially real scenario. I don't think it's 5 years away, but I think that within a generation or two generations or whatever, that's the kind of thing that is certainly within the realm of possibility, and it'll be sold to people on a basis of doing good.